Yo, what's going on out there? This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We got another great episode for you all out there. Hopefully we learn something, find out some new info, whatever you want to call it, but that's what we're here for. We're going to level up. Hey, but before we do, we want to shout out Hindsight Media Radio for putting this whole thing together. Also, I need you to log into RyanHodgeBooks.com and check out some of my novels. There's 9 of them up there. A little bit of something for everybody. And if you can't find something for yourself, hey, maybe you'll phone a friend. And maybe there'll be something up there for them. Either way, we're going to get to the show in a sec. Later. Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? This is Ryan Hodge. As always, we back with another show, Level Up. So what are we going to talk about today? We're going to get to that like we always do. But before we do that, I just want to say, everybody, I hope you had a good week from last week and the week before. You know, we talked about some good stuff last week, just dropping science like we normally do. So for this week, we actually going to touch back on what we talked about last week, because on that same day the show aired on last Wednesday, there actually was a school shooting, high school school shooting out in Arlington, Texas. And we were just talking about putting the guns away and those sort of things. In this instance out here, 4 people were shot, including the teacher. And apparently, the initial reports anyway saying that the student who did the shooting at the high school was a victim of bullying. He had been bullied several times and just pretty much was fed up with all of the happenings of it. Some of the initial reports even say that same student who did the shooting was even robbed at the school before. So, unfortunately, he had enough and some things went down at the school on last Wednesday, like I said, and unfortunately led to some people getting shot. And he was the shooter. Eventually, after he did the shooting, fled the scene, went to the crib or wherever he went, and then I think the next day on Thursday turned himself in and got bonded out, all that good stuff. So he's home now. But here we go again, just Wednesday, when we were talking about the reason or the need to put the guns down, the fists down, and try to come up with diplomatic solutions to these problems, when that same day is what we're talking about, somebody got shot. And we talked about how this new generation, even old generation, but especially this new generation, they don't seem to take well to just put the hands up and that's it. It always seems to escalate to other things. So again, we just got to emphasize the importance of diplomacy, talking, getting deep down into the root causes of these problems. If he was bullied, why was the bully doing the bullying? What were the issues that he or she had that was causing him or her to bully that dude? And then what was his outlet, the person being bullied? He needed to have an outlet past or way before shooting. So, you know, do you talk? You have to talk to somebody. The school administration, if they don't answer your calls and your helps for the problem to be solved, then you have to go above their head. So it's just unfortunate that this young gentleman, 18 years old, felt the need that, you know, to take the situation in his own hands and use violence, especially to shoot up a spot. It's a real, 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 real sad case, actually. Like I said, we just talked about this thing, and this is what we want to prevent. So it's obviously something that's not going away, and we got to do our best to help it go away. He shot 4 people. One of them's a teacher, a couple of them pretty badly. So, like I said, that gun violence that we talked about doesn't only affect the person who's pulling the trigger and the potential target of the trigger pull. A lot of innocent bystanders just getting shot, could have been killed over something that they had really had nothing to do with. The teacher just doing his duty to try to keep everybody safe got shot in the process. So we just got to keep talking about these things. And when we notice that students have trauma, or even people in just regular society have trauma, got to urge them to get counseling. And that's, again, the person who's doing the bullying or the negative behavior, they need counseling, because it's just not normal for people to act out violently towards others. There's some deep issues that need to be resolved through mental health counseling. A lot of people struggling with ACEs, which, if you don't know what ACEs are, is adverse childhood experiences. I actually did a video series on that exact thing last year sometime, or maybe earlier this year. during the when the pandemic really hit. So, you know, tune in. They're on my social media website, man. Not website, but on my social media page, RyanHodgeBooks.com for Instagram. So you can just check it out. And it gives you a step-by-step, you know, to identify the problem, you know, go seek counseling and some things that may help. But, you know, that's just something we need to keep our eye on, man, because, like I said, the same day we talked about it, somebody got shot. Nobody's dead. And, you know, that's a blessing. But either way, we don't need that. School is disrupted. People's lives are uprooted. Never going to be the same after something as traumatic as this. And the people who got shot and even the students who witnessed it, they'll need counseling going forward. So a lot of negative things coming from this, a lot of negative ramifications. So just got to be better. That's the whole point of Level Up with Ryan Hodge. We're going to just talk about it and try to hopefully people put these things in their daily lives and come up from it. So, yeah, that's enough about that. But just wanted to touch base on that and, you know, shake my head. Now, this week's episode, man, we're going to talk about the matriarch. And I'm going to get into that in a minute, though. Praising the matriarch. All right. So I'm going to take a break, fall back for a minute. We come back, we're going to get into the meat of today's subject. So don't hesitate to come back and stay with us. Once again, this is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. We back, everybody. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. What's going on out there? Like I said before the break, we're going to talk about this matriarch, the veneration of the matriarch. So as always, what we do on this show, you know, we're going to throw a little definition out there that we're going to live by for the duration of today's episode. So again, the matriarch. What is a matriarch? Simple terms. That's mommy. You know what I'm saying? But the matriarch and historical terms and just even a better definition is a woman who's the head of the family or a tribe, even if you want to take it way back. So she's the head of the family, the head of the tribe. Now, what does that mean to be the head? Obviously, that's like the leader, you know, the almost like the top person, if we'll say that. So we got that out the way. Then we said veneration. What exactly is veneration? Real simple. That's just respect. So we're talking about matriarch veneration. We're talking about the respect or respecting the matriarch, really. So we're going to take it a step further. Even that matriarch definition, like I said, it's moms, or, you know, somebody, or it doesn't have to be moms, but just a female leader. But and a lot of times we could take it a step further, like the matriarch is the person who rules or dominates the family. So just put it in that respect as well. The one who's at the highest head of the family. You know what I'm saying? So it comes with certain privileges and certain respect. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the matriarch veneration of the matriarch. And we're going to talk about what it means to do that and why it's important. So bang, how are we going to get this thing started today? Well, you know, I love to tell stories. I have a story for everything, as I like to say. So why let today be any different than any other day? No need to. So we're going to spit a story. So it's on the respect tip. So I'm going to take it back to my childhood, man. So young boy in the 80s, growing up or whatever. So was real tight with my grandmother. Now, grandmother was real easy to get along with, especially me being a little boy. Really didn't have a choice but to get along with it because the family culture said that, you know, you don't disrespect your elders. So that from the door just set everybody in a certain mind frame of what to do and what not to do. So I just lucked up that my grandmother was absolutely a beautiful woman and was easy to get along with. Loved her very much. So that's love. But just to kick it on this respect tip. So like I said, we always hear the phrase respect your elders. So, you know, we're just going to deal with that as what it is. Now, as far as my family goes, my early days coming up, my grandmother was like royalty. So whenever you would go to visit Graham, we called her, affectionately called her Graham. Everybody knows this is Graham in our family. So when you go visit Graham, Everybody knows the first thing you do when you go see Graham, you walk in her house and you find out where she's at immediately. Most cases, she'd probably be on her bed in the room chilling. And you go in the room, first thing you do, you go in the room, you got to give Graham sugar, which you got to give Graham a kiss on the cheek. It doesn't matter which grandchild you were. My mom, everybody knows that you have to go pay homage. So that right there just set the stage for she's to be respected. Like I said, it was almost like regality in a sense. She was like regal to us because you just knew before you could get your day started at Graham's house, you had to go in there, give her a kiss, speak. And it was real big on speaking. So that respect piece from the door was like, don't be disrespectful. You go speak to your grandmother and you give her a kiss. So we were just brought up on that. So what that does is that, again, that sets the stage for she's the head of the household. She's that matriarch. She's the leader. You don't come at her sideways. You have to just, and we were young anyway, so it wasn't coming at her sideways regardless, but just wasn't allowed at all. The whole family gonna come at you if you come at Graham sideways. So we just didn't do it. So that's stage one right there, just veneration of the matriarch. I think one of the good things about it was is that everybody who came through that crib, they knew what it was. So you take that and then you disseminate that same respect elsewhere, understanding that she's the leader of the family and she's going to hold it down. And that's another reason why she needed to be respected, because she definitely held the family down. So, you know, sometimes people fall short and you need things. Sometimes you might need to stay with Graham for a little bit. You might need a couple dollars. And, you know, she was there for that. So just off the strength that she's your mom and was holding jokers down, in our case, the grandmom, you know what I'm saying? But either way, my mom's mom, that just comes with a certain level of respect and appreciation. So one way to show somebody your appreciation is through respect. So how could you not respect somebody who's doing everybody's favors? I remember just days going over Graham's house, and all of us can attest to this. Go to Food Town and she'd buy everybody a snack. You know, well, it'd be our snack collectively. So if it was a pack of cookies, that was our snack. If it was some chips, that was our snack. So she was always real loving, let jokers come over and just rock out and play cards with us. So definitely was the matriarch and wanted to be respected. So listen, we're going to take a quick break. And then we're going to come back some more and just hear some more of my stories when we're talking about matriarch veneration and why it's important. In a minute, y'all. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Once again, we're back, everybody. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge, and we're talking about veneration of the matriarch. Keeping mom dukes, grandmoms, whoever the leader of the family is, keeping them jokers in high esteem because they deserve it. So one of the reasons why this is on my heart is because keep going to the grocery store. When I peek my head in on the school system, just always see a lot of disrespect. I'm seeing kids cursing out their moms, grandmothers. I'm seeing situations where the kids aren't holding the doors for the mom, your grandmother coming through the door, and you're walking through the door without holding it. And it's just really out of hand. So we just got to bring this thing back to where it should be. You know, those grandmothers, especially moms who getting up in age, you know, you need to do things like hold the door for them, grab those groceries out the car, stuff like that. So this is why I'm talking about it, because like I said, in one instance in particular, the kid had gotten in trouble at school, and his mother came up to the school and actually is a very active parent, not one of the ones who was just showing up here and there, if not at all. Nah, she's pretty active, and by all accounts that we can see, the kid lives a pretty decent life, clean clothes, newest gear. So no signs of neglect in that regard. Now, obviously, we're not in the house with the kid, but, you know, just from what we can see. And like I said, the kid was dead wrong. The kid got in trouble in school. And the mom came into the school, investigated the situation, and it turned out that the kid was clearly at fault. And the kid, when the mom heard what happened, and the kid actually confessed to his role in everything that went awry, and the mom, you know, she actually reprimanded him verbally. She got at him, you know, chastised him verbally, told him the error of his ways, things of that nature as she was supposed to do. And the kid popped off. You know, he started yelling, cursing, and just was real disrespectful towards his mom. So it just one of those situations just hit me like, man. And I'm starting to see this so much that, you know, I felt like it was just necessary to do an episode on it. So we need to get back to respect. So it's just kind of hard because it seems like some of these kids, they do so many things that they don't respect themselves. So we got to get to a point where we're teaching students, kids, whatever, to respect themselves. And then if you respect yourself, chances are you're going to respect the other people around you. If you feel good about yourself, it's probably going to be something inside of you that keeps you from popping off at your mother, your father, when they didn't do anything wrong and you're the one who did it wrong. So we need to make sure we helping these kids out, identifying that they're the problem. And I'm not going to sit here and just harp on the kids either. I'm going to even take it. I remember I was in college. Like I said, I got stories for everything. I was in college. And one way, in my opinion, before I get to the story, is to show respect for your parents. We're talking about the matriarch. So your matriarch is to show appreciation. You have to be appreciative of the things they do for you, because at some point they definitely don't have to do it. So I got a story from college. Remember, I was sitting in one of my English classes. We just sitting in there chilling. Professor hadn't gotten in there yet, so it's just some downtime. People kind of walking and getting situated. And the way the classroom was set up was like stadium seating, like auditorium style, like a movie theater, more or less. So I'm sitting in there just doing what I do, minding my business. Two females are sitting one row below me, so I'm privy to their conversation as they're conversing. So they're chopping it up back and forth. And one of the young ladies said that her mom had bought her brand new Civic as a graduation present or from high school or whatever it was a gift either way. So the other young lady who was talking to her was like, oh, wow, that's pretty good. You know, brand new car, brand new Civic. Let's say it was like, yeah, 2002. You got a brand new whip. Cool. So you would think that that would be a great gesture from the parent. You got your daughter a brand new car. So what ends up happening with the story is, the young lady who was telling the story was actually highly upset because the mom had purchased her a green brand new Civic. And that wasn't the color of the Civic that she wanted. She actually wanted a white Civic. And according to what she told the friend she was talking to in class, she said she gave her mom the business, gave a real hard time about it, and was real unappreciative of a gift that her mom didn't have to give for her. So it's not just young kids who aren't showing respect. You know, it's a lot of older cats, too. Somebody going out their way to do something for you that they clearly didn't have to do for an adult. And that's the way you show them your respect, is give them a hard time about what you did. So, you know, understand that the matriarch, you know, if they've raised you already, they don't have to do anything else. So at some point, you have to just take what they give you. Anything they do after you get a certain age is just a largesse, a generosity. Probably them showing love. So if they're showing you love, then it's important that you show that same love back. Can't just be one-sided. So again, one way we're going to show veneration for the matriarch is to be appreciative of the things they do. And if you can help them out, you got to help them out as well. So that's one way to give back. So you show your appreciation by giving back. And one thing I want to touch on regarding this topic, man, I hear a lot of people out here saying some craziness. They be saying stuff like, my kids don't owe me, I brought them in the world, I owe them. I think that's a little bit ludicrous. I also be hearing kids say that they don't owe their parents anything because their kids didn't ask to be brought here. And I just think that's just a terrible way to look at it, because somebody showing you love for all your life. All these parents out here, especially, we're talking about moms anyway. We're talking about moms, a lot of them single parent mothers, sacrificing a lot. I mean, they sacrificed their bodies to bring you into this world. They carried you and they had to do certain things to help you get here safely and in good health. So that's one piece of it right there. Then the time and energy that the mom Dukes are investing in these children, and then raising you, feeding you, clothing you, just trying to bring you up the best way they know how. And some of them have limited resources because everybody's not balling. And even with all of these adversities they face, single parent, motherhood, maybe they didn't get to finish their educational journey or their career journeys or whatever it is. And they put all of that on hold to bring little old me or whoever into this world. Nah, kids, we do owe our parents. And if they feel like they owe us, that's just what it is. But there's no way in the world somebody's going to look you out the best way they can and the best way they know how for 18 years, 20 years, and shucks, parenting never seems to stop. So there's just no way in the world that somebody who's looking out for you in that regard, you could turn your face up and say, well, I don't owe my parents anything because Mom Dukes didn't. I didn't ask Mom Dukes to bring me here. I think that's just that's very disrespectful. And that sort of mindset just can't be tolerated. Nah, we owe our parents. And again, I keep saying parents, but I'm really speaking of our matriarchs because that's the topic of the conversation today. So parents, I mean, if you want to feel like you owe your kids, that's what it is. But I mean, at some point, they got to get that back. So you can't just owe them forever. I mean, you brought them here. You gave them what you could give them, dropped some science on them throughout their lives. You cared for them, nurtured them. You put a house over there, you know, a roof over their head. I mean, sometimes I could dig it. You feel like you owe them, but nah, yo, them kids owe you too. So if you owe them, I'm with that. But those kids owe you as well. So make sure they feeding you as you should feed them. If that's what we're gonna talk about again, it at least can't be one sided. That's all I'm saying. And for any of the kids out there that's listening, or if you have a parent who's living, listen, man. You want to show some appreciation to your parents, your mom, since we're talking about your moms. You want to show some respect. Do something with your life. Be productive. Don't be out here getting in trouble. You know, show your parent that they did right by you and you're going to do right by them by doing the right thing out here in this world. Don't cause them any extra headache because raising you is already hard enough, especially if they did it by themselves. Life is already hard enough for them by themselves, and then having a family that you got to be responsible for. So if you want to show the respect and the appreciation for what they've done to you, you'll do the right thing out here. Stop getting in trouble. Stop all that talking back and arguing to your people, arguing with your people. That's just not what it is. So again, we leveling up. They took care of you. Now it's time for you to take care of them. But listen, that's enough for me. We're going to take this quick break and we're going to be back. We're going to wrap with some more people or another person. And just keep this thing going. This whole point of this episode today is the matriarch veneration, showing respect for y'all because we appreciate y'all, and just why it's important to show respect for y'all because y'all doing y'all thing out here. We know that y'all facing a lot of adversities. Sometimes the men don't stick around. Sometimes they do stick around. They don't do the things that they said they would do. Either way, y'all getting through it. Y'all holding it down. So, yo, it's all about y'all. We appreciate the work y'all doing out here. It ain't easy. And we see the work y'all putting in, though. So, again, we're going to take this break. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. We'll be back in a minute. All right, everybody, we're back from break. You know, I was just chopping it up with y'all about just veneration of the matriarch, as we call it, to further the conversation, just get some more insight on the importance of lifting up our moms. We got my man Kench back on the show. He's been on the show with us before. He's a friend of the show. Y'all know the deal. Kench, let us know
what
something.
What up, man. You already know it's the Jersey representative, Grown Man Thoughts Network. Check me out on IG, Facebook, YouTube. What's going on? Level up. Happy to be here.
All right. So we appreciate that, man. And as you know, the topic of the day is the matriarch, Mom Dukes. Could be grandmoms. Either way, the matriarch, the leader of the family sort of deal. So before we get into anything else, just spit to us about your relationship with your Mom Dukes right now.
Listen, what else is to say? I love her to death. My mother represents level-headedness to me. She's always been that person to calm me down, give me the thought process, and been that person to have my back. And as with any relationship, any family, there are ups and downs, but I love my mother to death, and there's no one on this earth that can replace her, and there's no one on this earth that has ever matched her work ethic and her love for me. So that's my relationship, my mother to death.
Word. See, so that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about how important the matriarch is, and we're talking about how they how they hold us down, like how they lift us up, hold us down in a sense of support, of course. So give me an example in your adulthood or whatever, your mom holding you down. Well, talk to me about it, man.
I'll give you a good one. And I think this will touch on a few things that's very sensitive for men. But I would say about a year ago. And I think everything is a fixable problem and I'm going to make it through everything. But I found myself just struggling every day to wake up, to go outside, to work, to be happy. Like, you know me, I'm a happy-go-lucky, playful. I'm a kid. You know, I'm 22 years old, but I'm going on 12. And I wasn't that. And my mother, you know, she would say a few things here and there about it, but never really, you know, approached me about it until one day where she just pulled me to the side where there was nobody around and asked me what was going on. And I told her. I was struggling with work. I was struggling with relationships. I was just struggling with wanting to be here. And that's probably clinically diagnosed depression, I would say.
Right.
But my mother, she sat down and she did three things for me. One, she gave me a hug and she consoled me and let me everything gonna be all right. I told you, I'm a big dude. I'm 42. And I'm sitting laying on my mother's chest like a five-year-old.
Word.
That was the comfort I needed. Then she helped me. The second thing is, she helped me to realize, baby, and she said to me just like this, look how far you came. She's like, look at me and you. We done been through stuff that most people would never come back from. And she's like, we still here. Look what you've been through here. Look what you've been through there. She was like, you're going to be all right, but you got to toughen up, strap your boots up, and figure out how you're going to beat this problem like you've done it for everything else.
Right.
And then the third thing she did for me is followed up with that support. Not every day, because my mom know I get aggy. But, you know, maybe once or twice a week, she called me, asked me how I'm doing, throw a little bit of hints about some of the things that we talked about that I need to get better at. Until one day where I finally told her, like, yo, mom, cured, I'm better. We back to normal. Let's go get it. So long story short, my mother provides the support I need and the inspiration I need to keep going. Because nobody knows you like your mother knows you. And that's living proof right there.
Word. Word. I like that, man. And it sounds like, and this is why we're talking about the reason for them to be lifted up like that, because they definitely never stop putting in that work. It's always at least some advice. If it's not monetary, if you need it, it's advice, support, comfort, nurturing, all that sort of, in most cases, leaving some grub, of course. So,
no, how about this? Nobody's ever going to have your back like your mother. You hear stories about fathers leaving their children, whoever. Very rare. You could be a serial killer. Your mother is going to have your back. That is the main reason why you should honor the matriarch of the family. She had you. She could have aborted you. She could have gave you away. She could have left you.
Right.
That is the main reason.
So she had a lot of different options that she could have exercised. And guess what? She still decided to stay in the pocket, stay in the cut, and hold the family down. So that's what we're talking about, man. So let me ask you this then. Do you owe her or does she owe you? Because I hear a lot of people, the reason why I ask this question, a lot of people say they owe their kids even past 18 years old or whatever. Do you feel like your mom owes you anything?
Yo, I'm going to tell you this. The answer to that is absolutely not. But I also feel that I don't owe my mom anything. And before anybody gets upset at what I'm saying is, when you build a relationship with someone, you two determine what that relationship is and what you should do for each other. And me and my mother at this point, we besties.
Word.
We laugh, joke, have fun. So no, she don't owe me nothing. And I don't owe her nothing. I'm here because I want to be here and I love you. I saw a post that, I don't know, I felt some type of way about. It said, children didn't choose to be here. You chose to have children. Your kids don't owe you nothing.
Right.
I don't know how much I agree with that because your parents raise you until you're able to raise yourself.
Right.
You're owed for that, whether or not you chose to be here or not. As you get older, your parents get older, and I'm at the point now where I help take care of my parents. I'm more like the parent and they're the children. The roles are starting to switch over. And it's my turn to take care of them, so I don't think she owes me anything, and I don't think I owe her anything. I think as a relationship, we built that. I'm here for you when you need me, and you're here for me when I need you. That's it.
Gotcha. Don't
owe each other nothing because we're supposed to be here.
Yeah. I like that, man, because my spin on it is it's almost the same thing you're saying, except for in my twist on it, I felt like I owed my mom Dukes. And for the same reason, you know, she took care of me when I couldn't take care of myself. And then as things, you know, as I got older and got more secure in my status in life, I was able to take care of her. But I felt like I owed her that. Now, owed, you know, that could be up for interpretation, but either way, the terms of our relationship was she did for me, I did for her, we do for each other. So I felt like I owed her in that regard because it's just a working, it was always a working relationship. So if she was in need, I provided it for her and vice versa. So I did, I still use the word owed. So it sounds like we're saying the same thing.
If you ask me between me and you, do I owe my mother? Goddamn right, I owe my mother everything. But if you ask my mother, the answer is no. And if you ask me, the answer is no because of that relationship. So I think
Right.
it's potato potato, but you know how you decide to describe
Yeah. That's exactly what I think we're saying the same thing.
it.
It sounds about right. So bang, man. So here it is. We're talking about your 40-year-old man. What when you and your mom link up, what is the scenario? Is she putting in work for you? Or are you putting in work for her? How does that go?
Man, me and my mom link up. It ain't nothing but a fun time. Like, me and my mom, we laugh and we joke, and I'll pick up, take out to eat, like we going to date. We at the mall, we going to eat dinner, we chasing each other, laughing at people in the mall. You know, that's what we do in our majority of our relationship. Now, if you ask me, for different circumstances, different things, she's always there. Like when I'm working on losing weight and trying to get my stuff together, Mom Dukes cooks for me when I need somebody to cook for me.
Right.
When I'm struggling with work and just mad busy, Mom Dukes come over to the house and wash my clothes, or I could drop them off at her house and she'll wash them. I mean, that's an extreme example, but like she got my back for whatever I need, and
Yeah.
I got her back for whatever she needs. It ain't, but when we link up, it's more or less like what we doing. My mom called me Junior, Boo Boo. Like she don't even call me son. We just like we link up like besties. So when we hit each other up, we laughing, joking, what we about to go have fun on.
All right.
It ain't much time on this earth. You're here for a good time, not a long time. And I think I spent a lot of my life messing up. So I need to cherish the time I got with them now.
Is and I that's definitely right. That's definitely right. Let me ask you this, and this is a simple question, but I'm sure I know the answer. Is let's say y'all went to the grocery store, y'all pull back up to the crib, or your mom goes to the grocery store, and you're at the crib when she pulls up. Is she bringing any bags in?
Yo, next question. Whatever. Bye.
Right. So,
Come on.
it sounds like there is some service, though. It's like you're in service of your mom, though.
No, yo, that's. I want to be there.
Right.
I want to do it. I'm
Exactly.
not. Like, if my mom pull up to the house with groceries, I'm taking the groceries in the house. It's not even a let me think of what the thing to do should be. What it, no. I take the groceries in the house
Right.
and put them up.
No
The only stuff
doubt.
I don't put up is where she got a special place for it and I know not to touch it.
Cool. So again, what I'm hearing, either way, we're talking about groceries. It
My
sounds
mom might not even make it to the grocery store to pay for the groceries. She
right,
tell me what she want,
right.
I'm getting it.
See, and I'm asking these questions for a reason because it is service, but you at some point we should be lightening the loads of the matriarch. Would you agree?
Absolutely agree with your matriarch and the matriarch of all other families. I really don't think us as men do a good job supporting our women in the family structure. Period.
But we're
That's
supposed to.
we're supposed to, but
Yeah,
we're not.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's a probably another subject for another day for another show. But there is no acts of service. When I was a child and she had to change my diaper or feed me, did she ask me to give her a couple of dollars or go do something for her back? No, she did it because that was her job and that's what she wanted to do. So when it's time for me to go to the grocery store for my mother, give my mother some money, make sure her car is fixed, whatever it is that she needs, it's not a job and I'm not paying her back. It's what I want to do,
Right.
and more importantly, it's what I'm supposed to be doing
Right.
as the male head of the household. My father is still here, but he's 80 years old. He can't do what he did. It's my job to do that now.
Right. But you do assume it as your job, though.
Okay. To explain the words to other people, yeah, I assume it as my job, but
And again,
it's my duty. Oh, I'm getting strung up over the word.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You don't want to do
right.
Or you have to do for dollars. It's not that I want to or don't want to do it. This is what I'm supposed to, and I'm happy to.
Right. Yeah, and that's cool. And that's even better because that's the standpoint I'm coming from. I'm using words, technical words, service, but no, really, whatever way you want to call it, duty, service, job, whatever, you're getting it done. And that's all we're talking about. It is, you have an obligation to get it done. If it's a moral obligation because you want to.
Okay.
But either way, we need to make sure.
Right. To your point, you're right. You should feel obligated. For the people out, I guess you're coming from a viewpoint of somebody that is questioning what they should do or is not doing.
Right. Exactly. Exactly right. Exactly I am. So we're just making a real quick point to say that, listen, the matriarch, we need to do better by him because as they get older, they're obviously less equipped to do the things they used to do. So,
and don't get it wrong, my mother is mad annoying.
Right.
Like, but it doesn't matter, yo. I'm still gonna be.
You're still gonna get it done.
You know what? I was probably annoying as heck when I was younger. So when I was a child, she had to take care of me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that, man. I think about the matriarch of a family, man. I flip it to, you know, I got analogies for days, man. So I flip it to a general in the army, right? Picture a general in the army. The joke is probably 60 years old, 65 years old or whatever, right? What does he do? He tells troops what to do. He is the person with the experience who maybe if a soldier wants to think about a way to carry out a plan, they go to the general, they sit down, and the general gives them direction. He gives them the plan. And those young guns, they're the ones that go out and physically execute the plan because the general can't do that anymore. That those days of the physical execution are over. And I liken that to the matriarch because the matriarch is the wise one, full of wisdom, but isn't physically able to run and gun like that. So guess whose job it is to make sure that she still gets things done, even though she can't do it herself?
Her children.
The children are the soldiers of the tribe.
Because she was running and gunning and getting it done.
Exactly.
Like, the reason I'm listening is she's not telling me stuff that she hasn't went through and I haven't seen her work. I didn't see my mom make nothing into something a million times.
Right.
So anything you say to me, I might not like it. I might not agree. But it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I done seen your work. Ethic, I done seen your repertoire, and I've seen you do it before.
Right. And I'm the same way, like with my mom Dukes, is the same thing, man. It was a time my mom Dukes, if she was around me, she wasn't driving. That's over with.
People be like, your mom is spoiled. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, that means you're doing your right, you're doing your job.
My mom ain't supposed to go to the grocery store no more.
Nah.
She ain't supposed to, my mom, I don't remember the last time I even seen my mom drive anywhere.
Exactly.
I'm driving her everywhere.
She should be living a life of leisure.
Yeah. When I'm at the house, she want flowers in the backyard. Cool. I'm about to go to Home Depot. Tell me what you want. We pick it out. I come back and plant them for you.
Real quick.
You want this? I got a question for you.
I'm listening.
I'm about to interview the interviewer.
That's love. That's what we do here.
Yo, for the flip side, because you know I'm always devil advocate. We're talking about the matriarch and owning a mother love or being your job to support her when they get older. Do you think that rule applies when your mother wasn't technically there in your life or maybe did something to you in their life that was very traumatic? Maybe she was on drugs for a long time. Maybe she was slightly abusive. Or, you know, those are just random things. But say you have a reason to legitimately be upset and mad at your mother.
Yeah.
At some point in time, because you're her child, does that still... Do you still owe her that service? Are you freed of that
word? I'm listening.
Transgressions.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Nah, I got you. I'm going to answer the question, and we're going to take a quick break.
So you know me.
Yeah, I got you. We're going to take a quick break. Listen, we're going to touch back on Kench's question in a few minutes, hit this break, and we'll be right back, y'all. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. All right, everybody, we're back from break. We still got Kench on the line with us. And before the break, Kench asked me a question, and the question was basically along the lines of, if the matriarch of the family was absent during your childhood, or maybe wasn't the best mom for whatever reason, drug abuse or whatever the reason is she still worthy of the veneration that we're talking about, this taking care of the mom Dukes later on in life? I think that's a great question, number one. But I think the answer to that lies in every person. What do you feel on your heart? If, you know, every circumstance in that situation is going to be different. But if your mom fell victim to something like drug abuse, you know, obviously abuse is a problem. So that may be something that she couldn't help. So maybe you don't hold her liable for the action she made, the decision she made during that time. Because it almost like the decision isn't conscious. If she's on drugs, she has a real serious health issue that sometimes we can't overcome. Now, if you just had a mom, Dukes, who just, for whatever reason, was just walked away from the family and just left you and the siblings or whoever to figure it out on your own. Now, if you're asking me that type of mom, then in that case, the relationship that you have with her may mandate that you don't do it. So it still all comes back to the person. I wouldn't just put a blanket statement on something as volatile and fickle as an absent parent could be, or how one should proceed with taking care of them. So I still think it just comes down to, what do you feel in your heart? Yeah. Me personally, if...
Yeah, you personally.
Yeah, me personally. Oh, yeah. That's a real easy answer for me, though. If you're asking me personally, if Mom Dukes, Pop Dukes chose not to be in my life and almost left me to the wolves, well, when it's my turn, I wouldn't feel any compassion towards that person. So, nah, I wouldn't be there for the person like that. I could tell you that right now. Yeah, that's an easy one.
You know what I mean? It's levels. Like, in the break, I was thinking about it. Listen, drug abuse, depending on the circumstances and situations behind it, because drug abuse is a disease.
Right.
It is a sickness.
Right.
So, most likely with that, as long as you're trying to do better, I'll be there. If you just straight up left me in a dumpster or just disappeared, I'm done with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're not a parent. You might be a parent in word, but not in action.
Yeah.
If you gave me up for adoption, depends on the circumstances. If you did it for the betterment of me and I understand why, then yeah.
Yeah. And the thing about...
I don't know if I can forgive that.
The thing about veneration, which is respect... Obviously, if you're respecting the matriarch, it's because she's worthy of it. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
So you can't have tried to drown me as a 4-year-old and then think I'm going to come back and respect you. So of course, the person in the seat has to be worthy of it. So, and that's really what we're talking about. So I think I just think back to my grandmother. Like, my grandmother, I never saw my grandmother drive. If she's ever driven, I never saw it. I know anytime my grandmother went where, from what I saw, she was with one of my aunts who was driving. My mom Dukes was driving. Or I saw my grandmother walk. But I've never seen her drive before. Anytime she had to go to the doctor or something like that, I saw family members take her. So, and I made a point before you came on air, I was talking about how when we got to my grandmother's house, it was customary for when we walked through the door, the first person you go greet is my grandmother. And that's because she was the tribe leader, if you feel me. You had to go pay homage
people
to her first.
Forget just the grandmother part. Like, I was brought up, if you walk in the house, you greet everybody in the house.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. But, and that's per, and that was, see, what the dope thing about it was the same way for us, but you had to go see Graham first. That let everybody know who, I ain't gonna say in charge, like my aunts and them weren't adults, but that just let you know who the main attraction was.
Yeah, who was that's like the king and the queen. Like, she's the queen of the family.
Right, exactly. So that's what I came up in, man, and everything went through Graham. When we had cookouts and stuff and Graham was downstairs for the cookout, man, it was like the Super Bowl. Graham was one.
And I'm gonna tell you something else. Grandma didn't get her own plate. Grandma had her spot solidified wherever she liked to sit or do stuff at.
Definitely.
She didn't get her dessert. She didn't get her drink. Somebody walked her to the bathroom, walked outside, checked on her every 10 minutes to make sure she was good. We done got away from that.
Yeah, man. And that's again, we leveling up. That's another reason why we having this episode, because we got to get back to it, man. And we got to get back to the young, the youth, knowing that when it's your turn to take care of your grandmother, your mom, Dukes, you have to do it. I had a I was in a class one day last week, and it's another reason that the episode popped into my head. Young boy said his mom is gonna take care of him forever, and it kind of messed me up because this wasn't a 5-year-old. You know, a 5-year-old doesn't realize that they're gonna grow up at some point. So you would understand why a 5-year-old would say, "Mommy's gonna take care of me forever." But now this was a high school kid.
What? So we talking about?
At freshman, 14, about 14 years old. So
now, first of all, that shows the maturity level of children nowadays.
Right. They're giving, I mean, that's another episode, but yeah, they're definitely giving a whole lot to the tune of, in his mind, his mom is going to take care of him forever. And that's when I was like, wait a minute, we need to talk about this thing. And I talked to him about it, of course, too. Like, you know, at some point when you get older, you know, you got to put yourself in a position where you're going to take care of your mom because, again, she's not going to be running and gunning forever. So you got to get on your feet and take care of her.
Before I even judge that statement, I would have to know the background. Because some of that could, I know a few parents who, like, specifically let their children know, I'm going to be here for you forever and take care of you. And that feeds that mentality as opposed to somebody feeling they just using and abusing or just living off their parents. Like, I wonder, was he like living off her and knew he was going to get away with that? Or was the mentality like, no, mom told me she's always going to take care of me, so that's how I'm thinking.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's two different levels of thought processes.
Yeah, I definitely one didn't get which one.
One of them I'm not.
It wouldn't matter to me either way, man. If my mom Dukes told me when I was 14 she was going to take care of me forever, I wouldn't have been with that anyway. So, you know, it's still just, obviously it's levels to it, but I still thought it was weird, real bizarre comment to make. And in that statement says that there's nothing in his mind that's talking about giving back to his mother or his family, because essentially you're talking about giving back to the family. And that's what this is really about. I mean, a matriarch is the head of the family, and this is just about keeping the family strong. What else you got for us, Kench?
Listen, the only thing I'm going to say, because to me this is short, topic, you only get one mother. Love her, cherish her, and don't let the regrets take over your life. Because I know many, many people who have lost their mother, and they had a bunch of shoulda, coulda, wouldas.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I refuse, and I suggest everyone listen. Make sure everything you can do for your mother, give her flowers now. Give her her gifts now. Because I don't care what nobody said, there's nothing in your life that can replace your mother, and she's probably the only person that's hurt that truly knows you and understands you, period.
Word. All right, well, if that's what you got for us, Kench, we appreciate the time, chopping it up as always. We're going to let you slide, man, and we're going to keep this show rolling. So till next time, man.
Peace.
All right, y'all. My man Kench was on the show today. Just chopping it up about Mom Dukes, you know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, the matriarchs, the ones who are doing the right thing, which is most of y'all, we appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? It's what we're here for, yo. Anybody who's listening, hey, man, you got to make sure your mom Dukes is straight. So you got to get straight so that way when she gets older, you can take care of her. That's what we're talking about. Either way, respect them, uplift them, because there was a time when they were uplifting us and they never stopped, actually. So that's what we're talking about, just giving it back. And showing the next generation coming up, meaning your kids, how important the matriarch to the family is. So, hey, don't stop. Keep venerating them. Hold them down. We appreciate all y'all doing out here. Even when it's tough, they never seem to walk away. They never seem to give up. Willing to do anything they can for their kids. So never forget that and keep rocking with them, yo. Hold your parents down when you can and do everything you can to hold them down. But until next time, we're going to get out of here. We're going to say thank you to Hindsight Media Radio for holding us down. Check out their website, RyanHodgeBooks.com, for all your reading needs. And until next time, this has been Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Later.